machete to cut it off.
Seeds like BBs. Oh, let's see. How about these large red fruit that grow on a vine? Sort of acidy, full of seeds.
Large ones.
Mm-hmm. Common varieties. Beefsteak, Sioux, Rutgers.
Oh, tomatoes?
Mm-hmm. How about the little red ones that grow into the ground and are kind of hot?
Radishes?
Yeah. Are you a garden man this year?
No. Not much of anything this year.
Do you have room for gardening out here?
No. We've always put a few tomato plants in the corners, but they've never done any good.
Is that right?
I don't know. Our soil just, however, across the way over here, grows beautiful tomatoes.
Maybe that's where your topsoil is.
Well, it could well be. Because I've got a lot of red clay in with this out here. I think the sewer line is on my side.
Ooh.
And they probably dug it. I think the sewer line here is about 12, 14 feet deep.
Holy smoke.
So they probably pull that stuff from way up under the,
yeah,
where, down the bottom of the ditch and left it on top and threw my topsoil back down the...
If you could just get some long roots, you
know. Yeah. Boy, I've got roots on this grass out here, though.
Oh, that grass is beautiful.
Some of those roots go down 3 and 3.5 feet.
Hmm. Well, what is your lawn? You three?
No, it's just native Bermuda. It was here when I moved here. See, this is the grassed, parking apron for an airport.
Oh, for a yon hangar. Huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. In fact, right here on this lot, the Winnie was staked out several times.
Huh. Well, I'll be darned.
Now the fellow that still owns this building over here was quite a buddy of Wiley.
Huh. Did he turn it into the store now?
Yeah.
That's a pretty smart move.
Well, I wish he'd finished the darn thing up, though. And
yeah.
It looks kind of trashy.
Did he do run out of money, or?
Oh, no, the guy's got money all over the place. But he doesn't have any plans for it. He just kind of get out there, you know, and say, well, let's build this along here, and let's build this, and next day you come back, well, let's change this and do it such and so. He's kind of eccentric in a way.
He just sold his airport.
He could have been a millionaire several times over. But he just didn't handle his, just lack of planning, he just loused up everything he did. We've got all underground utilities here. And this cost him a small fortune. He started off on that without knowledge of what it was going to cost him. And he like lost his shirt on that.
That's too bad, because that's a wonderful thing.
It's really nice, particularly where you want to play badminton or something like this. You don't have a telephone wire strung down over the middle of your yard, or
and you don't have some kid's kite hung up your backyard until February in heavy winds. Of course, we don't have that trouble in Stillwater. They blow off in August.
I was gonna say, Did you get mixed up in that wind the other night?
Oh, man, we were going out to get a babysitter. And I looked out the front yard and I saw a geranium bush going by. And I thought, gee, somebody's lost a geranium. About that big around. Sure enough, somebody had.
I guess I had.
It was right by our front door, right at the corner of the steps in the house. And the wind evidently hit the wall and shot down there and then hit those steps and cut out.
Mm-hmm.
And just formed an eddy there, and it just boiled the thing around and tore it right off.
I constantly have this front entryway here just piled up with dust and papers and stuff blowing, you know, the wind sailing around the house here will just drop it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to sweep it out, and I get it out just about even with the front edge of the house there, and it all blows back again.
Yeah, that's my garage. I can't get my garage clean to save my soul.
I just have to pick up the papers and then get the hose up there and